Blog Talk Radio.
With Jay, I am your host Jay, and I promise you guys it's going to be a great show today. A lot of informative information that I want to pass along, some things we need to talk about, and some problems that we really need to look at. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. You guys can check out the show in multiple ways. You can, for those of you listen from your cell phones. We're going live on Facebook. We're going live on Instagram. So you guys can check out the show on Facebook and Instagram. Instagram, you can check me out at Radio Guy, Radio underscore Guy underscore. So you can check that out. And on Facebook is James J Radio. So you guys really need to get involved, because there's a lot of things that we need to really start looking at are right around the area. Also, on today's show, we're going to be talking about a new award show that yours truly is going to introduce to the Gastonia area. And it's a great concept, and I think you guys are going to get a lot out of it. And I'm hoping you get a lot out of it. And there is a lot of talk for this. And I just decided that it's time to do this, and the time is right now. And then later on in the week, we're going to be joined by, I'll tell you about some people we're going to be joined by on the show. We got a lot of great things. There's a lot of good things that I want to get across to you guys and have you guys understand that right now is the time for us to react. Right now, the time is for us to plan. Right now, the time is for us to change. The things that we got to do, that, and especially in the Gastonia area, I'm going to talk to you a lot today because it's absolutely ridiculous, some of the things that's going on and some of the things that need to, some of the changes that need to happen. Number to call, 347-945-7405. You guys definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Share what you get and
the break on. We will play hard, don't stop, need more, hurry, share what you get and hustle, have fun, enjoy, don't fear, don't put the break on. We will play hard, don't stop, need more, hurry, share what you get and hustle, have fun, enjoy.
World, you already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, aka the Southern Secret, and you are now live in the day with the brother Jay. blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminals, factories, illiterate, uneducated,
of people are
and
rising
whatever
up.
Other negative characteristics you can think of, types of
persons. Wherever they are the symbols of the Honorable Elijah
Muhammad. And because
they are
of
in Johannesburg,
me,
South Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi,
and rehabilitate
Kenya,
myself
Prague,
for the first time
New
in
York
my life,
City,
and
Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi,
our ministers,
Tennessee, the cry is always the same, we want to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Number to call is 347-945-7405. And number again is 347-945-705. Guys, I just want to go ahead and get straight into it. And I promise you that I am going to be unapologetically passionate about what I have to talk about today. So if you're easily offended, I'm going to tell you now, go ahead and start doing something else, stream something on YouTube, whatever the case may be. But we're going to talk about some issues that have to be talked about. And I'm going to start out with saying a little something about a small town, Gastonia, North Carolina, and some events that happened over the weekend where we have young people going out and committing heinous crimes, young people. And the sad part about this, the fact that these kids, you know, I had a conversation with a very close friend of mine last night. And one of the things that he stated to me that made perfect sense. He stated that, you know, everyone complains that there's nothing to do in the town of Gastonia. There's nothing for the young people. Well, I beg to differ. There's a lot for the young people in Gastonia. There's a lot for the older people in Gastonia, positive things. Now, if you're into all that negativity and all that thugging and whatever the crap you guys call it now. I know I'm sounding old, but it's all good. Whatever you guys call it now, if you into that, then yeah, there's nothing for you here. You need to go somewhere where that is prolific. And it's not prolific here, but you guys are trying to make it prolific. You guys are trying to make it something that happens every day. And this is not the place for that. Gastonia is not the place for this. Gastonia is a place, I'm going to be honest, Gastonia is a place where old people come and they probably retire. But in saying that, I feel like it's been a safe place. Now, yes, there's those things need to be addressed, but they won't get addressed until you guys, we, start the people in office that see things the way we see things for our children, future, that is, for our children's future. If we continue to put people in office just because they look good, they say things that sound good, they have money, they've been here forever, then I'm telling you, we're going to continue to get the same outcome. A bunch of people who don't care about nothing that's going on but in Gastonia. Now, I'm saying this to set up a couple of things. But before I go on, I'm going to continue to talk about the young people. Young people went throughout Gastonia in the weekend past and done lots and lots of criminal things, from what I hear, from what I've been told, from what I see on the news. This has to stop. This has to stop. We got so many of our so-called leaders in Gastonia. This is where it's going to get really, really heady. We got so many of our leaders in Gastonia, so many of our so-called kid advocates in Gastonia, so many of our heroes in Gastonia. And yet and still, you got young people stating they have nothing to do, and you have violence almost every weekend. Now, I'm not calling out no names yet. I'm about to. I need to. In Gastonia, who say are for the kids that are not for the kids. There's some people I see on Facebook, and if you guys haven't noticed, I don't get on Facebook much, but I do observe, and there's been people on Facebook I see who love to pop their colors and pat themselves on the back for the things that they're doing for the youth, and I don't see them doing jack. I see them selling you products. I see them asking you for money. I see them putting themselves in front of every celebrity that they claim that they meet, taking pictures of them, posting it on Facebook. That's all they do. But when it comes down to fighting for our youth, I don't see them anywhere. I don't see them nowhere. Where are they right now when our youth need some guidance for what's going on in the community? Where are they? Why can't they elaborate? Why can't they talk? You know, and I don't want to hear nothing about no pastors, because pastors, I'm pretty pissed off with you too right now, because you guys are doing nothing but getting the pay. That's what you're doing. You're getting paid. You're getting paid, and you're not stepping out behind the pulpit, and you're not going in your community, and you're not taking care of what needs to be taken care of, and that is the community that you are charged to lead. Did I say charged to lead? Yeah, and that's what I mean. You have not lived up to what God has put you in place for, and I ain't afraid to say it. You cannot like me, and I know a lot of you don't like me, but it's okay. But I'm going, like I said before, I'm going to be unapologetically truthful in the way I see it. If you guys cannot take the time to go out and know what's going on in the community, know that people are really starving, people are really struggling, and I'm not talking about struggling with finances. Yes, they are, but I'm talking about mentally. I'm talking about spiritually. People are struggling, and you still continue to sit behind the pulpit and doesn't worry about anything until Sunday. Y'all need to stop. Y'all need to stop. I see so many posts on Facebook of so many people who are righteous or say righteous. Got all this to say, but if you call them and ask them, hey, can you put in a little bit on this march we're going to have, or can you put in a little bit on this educational program we want to implement inside the community? Nah, I can't do that. Or they'll never respond to you. But they can be on Facebook and talk about all the problems in the world and what they see wrong and what they're going to do to fix it. But when it comes time to fix it, they get missing. Those are Leon Lonnie Loves. That's what I call them. And that's what I see. Successful. I'm past all this black and white. I'm past that. And you can say what you want to about it, but I'm past that because I'm going to talk to my black community. We continue to holler black and white, but look at here. It's, from the last I've been seeing, it's been black and black. It's been black and black, black on black crimes. That's what I've been seeing. Now, I'm not saying that racism doesn't exist. I know it exists, guys, and I know that we have a hard time in the area that we live in. I know we're stereotyped. I know that we are singled out. I know this. But it doesn't help when we continue to fight one another. It doesn't help when we do things to bring harm to one another. It doesn't help when we continue to hold our hands away from one another and not want to pull each other up to be on the same level of status that each and every one of us deserve to be on. You guys don't get it? I don't get it. I don't get that. I don't get the fact that you cannot understand that we need to grow. And the only way we're going to grow is when we're together. You sit in church on Sunday and you cry and you hoop and you holler and you jump up. And in your mosque, you do the same thing. You hoop and holler, cry and claim the Spirit's on you and this, that, and other. And you leave the church and the next thing you know, you're doing dirt. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Guys, we got to get it together. Got to get it together. It's not going to get any better unless we do. There's a clip I'm going to play. I'll play it a little bit. But I want you to understand that there are some things that we need to do in our community. And if we don't do them, this is what's going to happen. We're going to continue to be struggling. We're going to continue to fight one another. Our children are going to continue to make bad grades in school, to go to bad schools, low-performance schools, that is. And we're going to continue to struggle. You got to get it together. I'm not saying I'm better than the next person, but what I am saying is that I know that time for advancement is long overdue. Time for camaraderie is long overdue. Time for companionship is long overdue. And if you don't see that, then I suggest you move to Mars. Because it's going to be a long haul if you don't understand that. Number to call 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely, I mean definitely, live today with you.
All night and go until the morning sun. Ooh. Motivate you to do better in life.
Do better in life.
I remember that time I was out on my own, couldn't keep on my life.
I couldn't keep on my life.
I sit back and laugh, it's ironic how now that my tongue got the power.
My tongue got the power.
I sit back and lean on full from all of these beasts I devour.
Yeah.
Know how when I'm chasing my dreams, gotta jump for these cowards who shooting instead of hands up. Industry nervous, I got them all shook. They're afraid of my punchlines after my hook. We gotta get rid of metaphors. Why? He make us think too much.
What?
We gotta keep him out. If we let him in, then we can't say a bunch of dumb stuff.
Yeah.
We can't tell a bunch of lies.
Nope.
Can't rely on a hot beat. My homie Dole Ray told me to flame on. I got three rappers in a hot
flame
seat. I'm telling my story, I'm giving it to you from my point of view. And I'm reaching the people that film the proof. Exercising your lyrics, you stretching the truth. I'ma do what I came for.
I'm giving
the game hope. I got prison bars, I'm spitting fed time. All these indictments, they saying I'm dope.
I'm dope.
I'm underground like the basement.
Yeah.
Somebody called Tigger, told them all I'ma make it. Drake said it best. I ain't trying to look like a lie to these niggas.
Nope.
I can't give up now.
I done came too far.
They don't wanna see me shine.
I can't help it, I'ma start.
I got tired of being broke. It ain't a good feeling. No thing I dream, I'm about to go and get it. Just watch and witness. I got my shades on, I'm focused. My shades on, I'm focused.
Yeah.
If I see another time clock, might get mad and then punch it for real.
Punch it for real.
They killing each other, I'm killing these beats. Why can't I get a deal?
Why can't I get a deal?
Tell me how was it not adding up, but it's clear that I'm bringing some change.
I'm bringing some change.
Not once in a song did I mention a car, some clothes, or a chain. Let me mention some relatives strung out on drugs. That's why when he died, he was young and gave up. No one knew his pain, everyone had opinion. Survived by his daughter. I cried as I witnessed.
I cried.
His mama ain't been right since.
Nope.
Can you imagine the pain? I was the only child. It's kinda hard to stay sane. Put yourself in her shoes, but the size ain't the same.
But the size ain't the same.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just speak on real life when I speak on this mic.
When I speak on this mic.
Yeah,
yeah.
I done came too far to U-turn at the light.
U-turn at the light.
Yeah,
yeah.
I dreamed big and then captured it. Times got rough and I didn't have chapstick. Life is a and she ain't attractive.
Nah.
I'm defeating the odds.
I'm defeating the odds.
I was destined to win.
I was destined to win.
I stepped up my grind.
I stepped up my grind.
When I cut off some friends.
When I cut off some friends.
I'm as real as it get.
I'm as real as it get.
I go harder than pavement.
I go harder than pavement.
I just wanna wake up one morning and tell my whole family we made.
We made.
I can't give up now.
I done came too far.
They don't wanna see me shine.
I can't help it, I'ma start.
I got tired of being broke. It ain't a good feeling.
No
thing I dream, I'm about to go and get it.
Yeah.
Just watch it, witness. I got my shades on, I'm focused.
My shades on, I'm focused.
I got my shades on, I'm focused.
My shades on, I'm focused.
I got my shades on, I'm focused.
My shades on, I'm focused.
We in our zone, don't even approach us.
Don't even approach us,
cause we focused.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
There's a new taste coming to town, and it's called Crispy Crunchy Chicken. That's right, Crispy Crunchy Chicken, located at the Lucky 7 Food Mart on 2230 North New Hope Road in Gastonia, North Carolina. On September 30th, the rich Cajun recipe of Crispy Crunchy Chicken will invade your taste buds. And remember, you buy, we fry. Crispy Crunchy Chicken, coming to a mouth near you.
Someone forgot to boost.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, my daughter's in your art class. Sister Mary Catherine.
Yes.
Minute Maid Enhanced with a 5-nutrient boost. Put good in, get good out.
Number to call is 479-45-405. That number again is 379-45-405. It makes sense for this to be happening right in your area, and nobody's making an outcry or demanding that the violence stop. It's almost like you are used to this and you expect this each and every day. And I don't understand that, because for an area that claims they love their children, they love to, as you say, they love this true to their hearts. It's close to their hearts, is what some of the politicians say. Together as one in the name of unity and love is not the hip thing to do. Maybe there needs to be somebody fighting or whatever the case may be. Or are you looking for racial overtones? Are you looking for black and white? Latino and black, white. What are you looking for? Those things are obsolete right now. I keep telling you, this is not a black and white issue anymore. A lot of you will say it is, and I'll respect that. But the ones that are saying it is a black and white issue, clear cut and dry, are the ones that are not trying to make a change so it won't be a black and white issue in their eyes anymore. They're just content with saying it's a black and white issue. That's the easy scapegoat. This is not a black and white issue, guys. This is, I'm telling you, it used to be, and it might be to a certain extent. Some areas is prevalent now. But in this area, it's not. It's not a black and white issue. It's a black and black issue. And I can't understand that. And you know, some of the people that have been in this area all of their lives continue to watch this happen. Well, it ain't my child. I ain't got nothing to do with it. Or I will stay out of it because, you know, they ain't none of my business. Well, yeah, it is your business. When you are in a community, when the older people in the community, the elderly people, community with you, and they are afraid to come out their homes. They don't want to come out water their plants. They don't want to come out sit on their porch. They don't want to do anything because they are afraid of the violence that goes on in their neighborhood. They're afraid that someone will see what they got and try to rob them that night. When that happens, it is your damn problem. It's your problem. When you stand on your corners, and when you stand at your house, you see on the corner near your house young females that have dropped out of school, young males have dropped out of school, females that are real young, pregnant, people standing on the corner selling drugs. That's your problem. You would be a fool to not want it to be your problem. You would be a fool to not want to get together with some of the other people who think just like you and get immunity clean. I don't understand it. But yet and still, you blame everything on black and white. I want y'all to get it twisted. There has been problems in the Gaston County area. I'm not going to lie to you. There has been problems when it comes to race relations. This is not one of them. This is an issue that needs to be taken care of in the community. Now, I'm not saying that the so-called leaders of the area doesn't need to show their face and give expertise and show us some sort of backing when it comes to clean streets and becoming a better unified person. I'm not saying that. They're behinds live in these communities also. And their behinds should be just as angry as the ones living in the communities because they represent the communities. But I don't hear them. I hear one. I hear one. I will say that. I hear Robert Kellogg. Robert's always been in the community, always been passionate about our young people. He's always been that person that wants to start that conversation. But the rest of these clowns, I ain't heard anything. I ain't heard anything. But I'll tell you this. Come October, even September, they're going to be your best friend because they want that vote. And gullible us will not ask any questions. We will ask any questions. We will continue to let them do what they want to do to us when they want to do it to us. Case in point, new baseball stadium. Let's see if I got the win for this. Love the point that they are trying to advance the look in downtown Gastonia. What I don't like is the fact that we haven't talked about what's going to happen to the house around. Things one of the found things I have heard anyone say on Facebook about Gastonia. She said that you people in Gastonia need to wake up and look and see what's going on around you. They are putting something right in your midst, and there's going to be a lot of people misplaced out of their homes, and no one's even talking about it. I'm telling you guys, pay attention to what's going on around you, because you don't know. There's a lot of things in store for the city of Gastonia, but there's going to be a lot of people affected by these things that are in store. Pay attention to what's going on. Start going to your community meetings every month, your board meetings. Start making yourself vocal. Start going to your school board meetings, making yourself vocal. I promise you guys, there are changes that you don't want, but they're coming. I don't have no inside. I'm just a guy with a little radio show just speaking. But I do have common sense, and I do know that I'm smart. I do know that I'm smart enough to understand that there has to be some very drastic changes in the way we think right now. We look at things on a national level, what's happening on a national level, and we get all uptight, argue with each other on Facebook about it, argue with each other at our jobs, argue with each other in school about things we shouldn't even be arguing about. Nationally, things are going to take care of themselves. What I worry about is right here, home base. because that's where it starts. I can't take care of something that's happening out in Arizona when something in Gastonia or Charlotte where I'm at or is just going right. That would be ludicrous, as Mike Tyson would say. You cannot take care of somewhere else when there are problems going on right in your backyard. But yet you continue to ignore everything and just go on with the regular norm. We talk about it for a couple of days and then we forget about it. Some of our leaders, especially our prolific black leaders in the community, y'all garbage. And I'm telling you that. I told you I'm going to be unapologetic in everything I say today. Y'all are garbage because y'all sit up. And you know who you are. I ain't even going to talk, no, bring no names up. But y'all garbage. You sit up and you talk about what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, who you're going to do it with, and we nothing from you. You complain, I can't get my people to do nothing. Well, your people need a true leader. Sometimes your people don't have to come around for you to start to make action. Sometimes you just got to go in there, you got to start, and people will follow, I promise you. And some will say, well, hell, I'll tell you, I'm giving you this show to come on this show and express everything you need to get out. I've told you that this show is for you, but still I got people who are too afraid to come on the show because they think someone's asking for something. They're too afraid because they don't want to be on a show where there's a Muslim. They're too afraid because they just don't want to be out in public and speaking their voice or speaking the word, speaking what they say they believe in. They want that. They want that. They'd rather do it with the doors closed. They're really strategized with the doors closed, but never execute whatever they're strategizing. Absolutely ridiculous. I'm going to switch gears, guys. Oh, and first and foremost, let me say, welcome back, Montgomery. Welcome back, Chicago. Welcome back, Philly, South Philly, that is. Bakersfield, I love you guys. Welcome back. And Seattle. Thank you guys for continuing to support this show. I mean, places are playing this show, and I just appreciate it. I'm going to go out to Bakersfield and do a live show because you guys have shown me so much love, and I have gotten so much of a huge response to the listeners out there in Bakersfield, California. So thank you guys. Too bad I can't get it here in Gastonia. But you know what? It is what it is. We'll continue to do the show. I'll continue to have this show for everyone. I will continue to bring people on. Speaking of, this Thursday, you better check out the show because I'm going to have a very gifted young man on the show. C-Magic is his name. He's making some waves in the world of magicians. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a very good show. We got some things planned with C-Magic, and we got some things planned especially for the listeners of this show. So you guys check out the show, 5:00 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday. You guys out there on the West Coast, you know, that'll be 1:00. So you guys check out the show, all right? So my thing about what happened over the weekend is I think the crime was ridiculous. I think that there has to be some sort of solution to the problems that we've seen in Gastonia. Violence is never, ever the answer. Never the answer. Violence that does not go undenounced is even worse. Communities in Gastonia, I don't care if you're white, black, green, blue, purple, I don't care. Communities, you need to stand up. You need to say, we don't want any more violence in our communities. We are going to take our communities back. We're going to get these people who are in our community doing nothing but spreading hate. We're going to get them out, and we're going to help. And I can tell you guys how you can start to get them out is you start the community watches. I don't care. You call it SNAPS or whatever the hell you want to call it, but you start your community watches. You make the community watches active. Let people know, look, we're not going to take this anymore. We're going to be on the lookout. Yeah, we're going to see you popping in somebody's window. We will call the cops, and that's what you need to. That's what it's designed for. You keep your community safe. That's one of the things that has to happen. Secondly, we need to teach our young people that it is a badge of honor to finish high school. There is nothing cool about quitting high school. Nothing. We need to teach our young people that respect comes in all shapes and forms. Yes, we will respect you also. Young people, one of the things I hear young people say a lot is that they don't get the respect, so they ain't giving it. And then I hear some of the older adults say, well, you know what? Young people don't respect me, so I'm not respected. It's absolutely ridiculous. One of us has to be the bigger person, and I think it should be the adult. So what if he didn't speak to you when you spoke to him? You go to the side with him and you talk to him. Learn him. Find out who he is or she is. Let them know who you are. Let them know that it's okay. Let them know that you are here for them to be successful. That's what has to happen. See, we get in our feelings, us old people, getting our feelings. And we don't like it. We don't like it, and we'll just damn the whole youth. We'll just say all of them not worth 2 cents because we're mad at one. That's got to stop. Because our young people, I'm telling you, our people have shown us we can't do. And that's be diverse in our thinking. That's accept each other for who we are. The young people does not care how you pray, who you pray to, go to church. If you go to church, whether you're Muslim, Jewish, Catholic, Christian, by faith, or no faith, they don't care. The only thing they care about is how you treat them. Now, every year in January, everyone is so excited and takes off for Dr. King's holiday. And Dr. King's main focus was to not judge a man by his teeth, by his hair. And yet and still, we take off that day and we sit up and do whatever we do on Dr. King's holiday. I know what I do. And then go to work the next day and continue to be hateful to one another. So here's my thing, and I've said this before on the show. If you want to be like that, if you feel like that about other races, if you feel like that about your own race, you feel like that about Muslims, Christians, Jews, whatever, I don't care. If you feel like that, that you just can't tolerate them, then what you need to do is you need to go to work on Dr. King holiday. You don't deserve the day off. Take your behind to work. And I hope they work you until you sweating, till you can't sweat no more, because you don't deserve that day. I've said that before, and I really mean it. Some people will take some of the figures that have done great things throughout time and will use them to their advantage. We have Dr. King breakfasts and marches all throughout Gastonia. All these people come and speak at these places, and you guys will turn right around and get back to doing the same trifling thinking methods that you have been doing right before Dr. King's holiday. Unbelievable. And then when stuff like this happens in Gastonia, you look at each other and you're saying, what in the world's going on? Unbelievable. Number to call, 347-905. You guys, we're going to be back, and we'll probably try to close that show just a little bit.
Thinking of you. De tempos ancestrais, me vi de perto, nu como um deserto, errante, navegante no mar sem fim. Foi quando vi ela ancorar no cais. Do meu olhar, ela é a expressão da paz. É ardentia, pura simetria. Minha deusa Vênus.
Thinking of you.
Tune in weekdays at 5 o'clock p.m. to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen or call in by dialing 347-945-7405. Again, that's 347-945-7405. And that's the voice of the community. So tune in to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Guys, real quick, and we'll talk about it a little bit on tomorrow's show. We'll talk a little bit about it, but I want you to be prepared that there is going to be a new award show. It's going to be a Love My Neighbor award show where we're going to, you know, acknowledge some people in the community that have done some things, some of those that really have done some things and not sitting up getting Facebook fame and saying things. And we're going to recognize some local law enforcement, those that we do know that really care about the community, some firemen, some paramedics, just people, teachers, people who are really in the community like they should be. So I want to take the time now to thank each and every one of you guys for continuing to be down with the show, because without you guys, I would not be able to come on here and talk to myself like I am crazy and get the point across that I feel needs to be displayed to you or exposed to you. So thank you guys. I love you from the bottom of my heart. There's a few of you out there that has followed this show since 2009. I really appreciate that. This show is for you. This platform is for you. I give it to you. And I just love you for it. So definitely check out the show tomorrow. And as I tell you each and every day, I love you guys with the greatest love that I know. And it's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. So definitely check out the show. That we have been live.